Now I should be joined on the line by Councillor Dervla Butler. Good morning to you, Dervla.
Hi, Debbie, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm good, thanks very much. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Dervla. Now, we spoke a while back, just before Christmas, and talking about the stuff that was going on around in Rockfield, the activities, which was brilliant. It's something going on nearly every week there. But we're going to talk a little bit about, for the new year now, for 2022, what plans have you got? I know there's a free outdoor walk for the young and old, like 4 to 14, and adults are included as well. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, that's Junior Park Run. And Junior Park Run is worldwide, actually. But it's all over Ireland. And it is on every Sunday at 9:30, and it's for children aged 4 to 14. Now the parents can often run around with the kids. It's 2 kilometres and it's free. All you need to do is register with Parkrun, and you get each child will get a unique barcode. And when they run, when they finish, they come through the finish funnel, and we'll scan the barcode, and it goes up on to it tracks their time basically.
Oh, nice.
If some kids like to be able to, you know, it's just against themselves. It's not competitive against other people.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if they want to improve, some of the older kids might want to improve their running or get what's called a PB, personal best. So it gives them a little bit of kind of a push and motivation to do that.
That's a brilliant idea. And I get the adults out as well. Not that I could run, but I'd go walk around now with them and eventually probably have a little jog. But it's a great idea to get people up and out, especially in the morning, and including older and younger people as well. But there seems to be a lot going on. Tell us more what's there. I see there's art class as well. I'm just looking through the Facebook page. I know a lot goes up there in Elamount. There's a lot going around. And I was just talking about the men's sheds there yesterday, and there's an art art class is taking place in Coolock Artane Resource Centre.
Yeah, I seen that ad yesterday. Now, I'm not particularly involved in that, but I think that's brilliant to see. There's a lot of focus as well started last year on trying to get men active, and sometimes they're harder to reach. I found kind of when I've organised events, like a lot of the time it's mainly women that come to the events.
But
the art is great, because you know not everybody is into being active, and part of our health and well-being is creative, being creative as well in a creative space, you know, because it has you living in the now rather than which is obviously has great benefits for our well-being. So I don't know too much about that particular. I just seen the notice myself in the Artane Coolock Resource Centre, but they're fabulous. They're great for doing kind of pop-up and alternative events going on in there.
It's great. Yeah, there is a lot going on. You know, you just have to look them up and see, just to know where to look. And it's great, as you said, to get men out there getting, you know, just even... I see with a lot of men that have retired, and they were so used to having the routine, and they kind of miss that. So it's nice to have something that you can, if you like art, to go and just have a chat with someone else. So tell us a little bit what's happened then in Rockfield. There was yoga and Pilates and all taking place over through all COVID. Yeah. Is that going to come back?
Yeah, oh, definitely. The Pilates and yoga were a great hit. What happens all year round, Junior Park Run happens all year round, and Park Hit is also one that happens all year round because it's on in the morning time. So Park Hit is on a Sunday morning as well, and that starts at 10 o'clock, so straight after Junior Park Run. And that's a 30-minute body resistance training exercise. And there's 5 different programs, and we rotate them each week. The intention is to try and promote health and well-being within our communities, and to let people know that although cardio is very important, keeping our muscles strong is particularly important, especially as we grow older. So there's a real diverse age group that attend the classes and attend the sessions in Rockfield Park. We just do it in the Astro, which is great, and you do it at your own pace. You're showed like 2 or 3 alternative ways of doing a particular exercise, so you do what you're able to do. And like that, this is against yourself. There's no competition against anybody else. We often get older men at that as well. Now, Dublin City Council, we have a very active sports officer called Fergal Scully, and he started the walking football and body resistant training for senior active men in the community, and that's been really successful. And I've gone down to have a look at the walking football a couple of times, and the banter that's going on, and the men, I don't think they knew each other beforehand, but the friendships that have come out of it. And they started doing the body resistant training on a Tuesday, so that's all starting back. That's during the day, and anybody can get in touch with Fergal. He's our local sports officer. To sign up to that.
Brilliant.
So we were actually only just talking about this the other night, about planning ahead, and kind of I put a little survey out into the community to see kind of what people were interested in. So what was interesting was, I suppose, a lot more people are starting to work from home or doing a hybrid. So people were interested in doing a lunchtime exercise class. So that's something that I'm in talks with Dublin City Council. So that's just a matter of kind of getting it set up. So once that's up and running, we'll advertise it. And then once the weather warms up again, yoga is a local girl from Ellamount. She used to do the yoga on a Saturday morning. She used to do two or three classes because she was so popular. And then Pilates was on a Sunday morning. She's currently in Lacaila. She moved inside while the weather was very cold. But she is planning on coming back outdoors again. And the Pilates was really, really popular.
So is the stuff in Lacaila, like, is all that taking place now, indoor activities?
Well, no, it was only that one instructor went in, as far as I know. Now, I'm not aware of any of the other stuff. I think maybe the yoga has gone indoors as well, but I'm not 100% sure where.
We can look up Lacaila, when the weather gets a little bit better, hopefully that'll start taking place outdoors again, because yoga's so good for you. It really is. It's brilliant.
And even talking to people in the community, like that, you know, you say to them, how do you find going back inside to do the exercise? Oh, it's grand, but I can't wait to get back outside. People are really changing.
Yeah, definitely. You see since COVID and we hadn't got a choice, we had to do everything outdoors. But you can see a lot more people are outdoors now doing things like swimming. And I've never seen so many people swimming in the sea, like in the cold. Like you'd see that maybe on a Christmas day years ago and that'd be it. But you see so many people now down in Dollymount getting in. But I think it's brilliant and it's great to get out in the fresh air. It's so good for your mental health as well. So all this park hit and all the activities, is it all for all age groups? I know a lot of you were saying this for men and the older men doing the walking football. Are women allowed to do that?
At the moment, it was only, well, when he started doing it, it was aimed at men only at the time. You know, those men have been doing it maybe 8 or 9 months now at this stage. So they're we want to try and encourage other men that may not be as, because they've got quite fit now from, you know, being out and active and stuff. So he'll probably try and maybe start a beginner's class and open it up to women as well.
Great idea. And all these activities, do they still go ahead if it's raining?
Some, like the yoga and Pilates, no. They get cancelled. But like park hit will happen in all weathers, unless there's a yellow warning or something. Weather warning, we'll cancel it. But otherwise, if it's rain, wear your rain jacket and come down. Like if you're doing stuff that's going to keep you warm, it's fine.
And have you noticed, Ervla, in the last, say, 18 months, a lot more neighbours are getting to know each other through all this?
Oh, yeah. Even myself, I have got to know, I've made some really, really good friends. And what I love about Roffey Park as well, it's not just people coming from one area. They're coming from all around areas. And they all feel as that sense of belonging in that park as well. They all feel, you know, everybody just says hello to everybody. Everybody just chats, and there's no like, what are you doing down here? This is our park.
Yeah.
You know, there's none of that. It's like it's really well resourced park now. Really, really active, especially in the summer. You've got the Artane Bowman Football Club is back out. You'll have the tennis club is buzzing. You'll have Zumba going on. You'll have a ladies walking. Well, it's not only ladies. It just happened to be all ladies turned up to it. Walking, volunteer-led walking group happens. You know, you'll have the body resistant training going on in another corner. So the place is just buzzing. And the new Astro as well is always full with variety of different kids, you know, that may not necessarily yeah. be on a football team. Oh, actually, there's another couple of things that happened, which was really good, and it was just volunteer-led men over 40.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a guy from Element that just put a post up and said, you know, anyone fancy doing this? And they meet at a certain time each month, each week, and play, just kick the ball around.
That's
so
great.
it doesn't have to be an organised event as such.
Just to have a kick around with a ball, yeah. I have to say, you know, it's great to see the park being used, because for years parks were just kind of for teenagers, you know, probably drinking, not getting a good name. I mean, Rockfield years ago, there was a lot of drinking and a lot of fights, like up in Ellenfield as well. The park kind of attracted, you know, a drinking kind of, I suppose, teenagers, and along with that came fighting, and it wasn't been used to its, you know, its best. But seeing Rockfield and how it's been used now, it's just great to see. It's a great community spirit in that, and people getting to know each other and neighbours, like years ago when they talked to each other, because for years people have been so running to work, paying mortgages, didn't really get to know the neighbours. But in the last 18 months it's kind of turned around, hasn't it?
Oh, 100%, 100%. And I really do feel bad for the teenagers sometimes, because they really do, because there's a lot of really good teenagers out there.
I
have a group of teenagers that come down to Junior Park Run every Sunday morning to volunteer. And
right.
you know, they're 16-year-olds, and they got involved with. We had a Christmas thing where we needed to help Santa and the elves respond to Christmas letters, and they helped with that. And if you involve them in things, like, you know,
well, that's what it is. There probably wasn't anything to be for them to be doing, really. I know when I was a teenager, we had youth clubs, and we'd go down and we'd have kind of little discos, and you'd have your table tennis and that. Where there hasn't been anything for teenagers in the last years growing up around the area, but now seeing this all taking place outdoors and involving, like you do a lot with the TY students as well, around Halloween and that. So it's great to get them involved, and they appreciate then what's on their doorstep, like their local park.
Oh, well, that's it, you see. And, you know, they feel a sense of belonging, and that, you know, St. David's Transition Year School made great stuff out of the woodwork there for Christmas last year and for Halloween. And, you know, I'd come across on Instagram, like, they've posted things up on Instagram and all, you know, of stuff that they've made and stuff. So it's great. It's great to bring them in. And we have, Rockfield was awarded some art funding for Fuin Spear, which is like an outdoor community fete for this year, actually. And there was 8 community groups surrounding Rockfield Park came together to apply for that funding. So there's been artists commissioned by Dublin City Council to work with, and one of the main pieces that the community groups kind of, you know, enforced was our youth. There's not enough stuff for our youth to be doing. We want to get them involved. We want them to be part of this, so that they have a legacy, so they can, like, look back and have memories. I mean, Rockfield, when a lot of people growing up around Rockfield would have remembered community games, and there was a lot of, I mean, back then mothers were at home. I mean, the cost of living was, like, only one parent had to work, so the mothers were at home and built that community, you know, and organised the games and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of trying to bring a bit of that back, to bring a bit of that memory back, I suppose, to the Queen's Spirit. So that's something to look forward to. But yeah, we've already started to engage with all the local schools and the community youth clubs and stuff around the area.
That'd be great. So is that a day event, that fate?
It's still a work in progress. We don't know yet whether it'll be a day, or maybe it'll be put over maybe a weekend, or like a little festival kind of thing. You know, so it's all still very much kind of at the drawing board stage.
It's great.
Don't worry, Deb. I'll let you know exactly when
it happens. Let us know, and we'll come down, and we'll do a live live interviews from the day. Well, we usually do that around the area, and it'll be great. I not myself from years ago. I grew up in Grace Park Heights, and we used to have a week long event of all that, and all the parents got involved. And then on the last day, the Sunday, was when the medals were given out. It was brilliant, and that will always stay in their your children's mind. Teenagers, like, we had football events and running. It was absolutely great, and to see that coming back, which I think it has a little bit in the past 18 months. I know COVID has been terrible and awful for many people, but in another side to it, it's kind of got people talking and engaging and getting that kind of community spirit back. But Dev, like, I could talk to you for ages, but to let that park run again is on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. But where do they have to sign up to
The junior park run is Sunday. It's if adults are looking for a senior park run, is on every Saturday. But we don't have a senior one in Rockfield. Rockfield is too small, because a senior one is 5 kilometres. But the junior park run is in Rockfield for kids aged 4 to 14. But parents are encouraged. If any parents that are trying to maybe get into running, maybe a 2 kilometre might be a good start for them. But you just go onto the park run, just Google park run register. It'll show you how to do it.
Right. Now, do you have to be from around the Alamount, Artane, Beaumont area to get involved or anything that's going on in Rockfield?
No, not at all.
Anyone can join.
There's people coming from all areas, come down, depending on what it is. You know, if there's something of interest to them, we have people coming down from Coolock. We have Clontarf, Rohini. Some people are coming from.
Well, keep up the good work. You're doing great stuff there. Even Christmas, the little post by a box to the letters for Santa. It's brilliant. It is a great. It's great. It's a great community atmosphere there now. And Devlin, we'll talk to you really soon.
Great. Thanks,
Devlin. Thanks, Devlin. Thanks. Bye. Bye. Bye.